You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
It was another fourth quarter nightmare for the Jets.
McCown with Coleman coming on a blitz. Oh, yanked down by Horton, fumble the ball, picked up by the Panthers. Carolina scoops it. Keekley off to the races, to the 10, the 5. Touchdown!
Mick Mixon, Panthers Radio Network. Luke Kuechly, the 34-yard scoop and score off of the Wes Horton sack.
That was terrible.
Mixon's good. That was not his best.
No, okay. That was like a huge play in the game. They were down by 2 points.
That was the play in the game.
Caught him off guard, I guess. I don't know. He didn't think it was a forward pass.
Josh McCown was trying to do. He was trying to get rid of the football. Yeah. I understand. You know?
Just took the lead, though. Better ball security. Come on.
You know what? They don't have the lead without him.
No. Again, played a really good game. That really hurt.
Now it's just sad being a Jets fan, but there ain't too much sadder than the tears of McCown when there's no wins around.
Not yesterday.
Robbie Anderson had himself a game.
Yes,
so did Jermaine Kearse.
They put up – what seems to happen with McCown is – he plays well. He puts him in a position to win, but then in the big moments late, he's had some killer mistakes. No?
Yes. You're right.
Okay, then.
You're pretty accurate, but it's like standing in that pocket, it's collapsing, you're trying to get rid of the ball, you get rid of one guy, there's a lot going on,
yeah.
Man.
No, the offensive line didn't play great yesterday, especially down the stretch. The next drive, they went 3 and out, he got sacked again. But anyway, that one there put the Panthers ahead for good, and they ended up with a 35-27 victory at MetLife Stadium. They're fourth in a row. Jets have now dropped 5 of their last 6. Quick flashback to last week while we were gone on Thanksgiving break. Todd Bowles asked if his team needed to win out to keep their slim playoff hopes alive.
Excuse the language, but that's probably a no statement.
So how did his team respond? By blowing another fourth quarter advantage.
We had a sack fumble. Somebody missed the block. And obviously special teams gave up a touchdown up the middle. We jumped off sides 2 times on defense in crucial situations. And all this was in the fourth quarter. And you're not going to beat a good football team like that.
Quite the laundry list.
There was also
there.
The roughing the passer.
Yep, Mike Pennell.
Which, yes. That was, as bad could be because they had something going.
But that would be something that you would call. That's I don't have a problem with that call.
There was no reason for him to shove him.
Right, no reason whatsoever. Other than the fact that Cam Newton is annoying.
Yeah, but that doesn't matter.
You have no idea how annoying he is to play against.
Jamal Adams apparently knows.
Well, Jamal Adams doesn't take any crap. That's why. Because Jamal Adams went to LSU. Cam Newton went to Auburn. And, they bring it to the field. And I get it. And this is the one thing I appreciate about Jamal Adams. Say what you want. That guy is fighting his ass off, and he ain't taking any crap from anybody.
That's fine, but how about keep him out of the end zone? He says, I don't like guys celebrating my end zone. Guys are celebrating in end zones left and right every week in the league.
Keep him out of the end zone. I get it, man. I get it. I understand.
You know?
But I do like the fact that there is a little bit of there's personal pride there.
Yeah, I get that.
You could see it.
Of course. Kalen Clay had the 60-yard punt return TD. That was really the dagger, even though McCown did hit Jermaine Kearse for a 3-yard score to get the Jets back within one possession. He had the big offsides penalty against Jordan Jenkins. We touched on the bonehead rush and the passer call on Mike Pennell that essentially put the game away because the Jets were about to get the ball back there. Yes, they stopped
them.
They stopped and they were getting the ball back.
You can make every case that they would have. Well,
that's a turnover. That's
as bad as it gets.
That's like a fumbled snap. That's like an interception. That's like a tip ball. It's like it's a turnover.
Is it me that when they have the final pass play?
Oh yeah.
Why are we catching the ball and diving down and not trying? I know they're not going to score. I'm not stupid, but try. He just gave up.
Kearse got tackled,
and he's been great for them. Yes. I don't mean to call him out, but good. I'm watching. Like, did he just end the game?
And if you go back and watch. Austin Seferian Jenkins and Robbie Anderson are out in front blocking, and as he gets tackled, they both kind of throw their hands up as if to say,
"Dude, what was that?
Where's the lateral? What are you doing?"
It was like, I got my first down in my yards.
Did you see that guy they had on Fox yesterday in the old Mo Lewis jersey?
Yes, that was when they reversed the call on the touchdown.
That is quintessential Jet fan right there.
Even Bowles, when his head falls and his hands on his knee.
They try, man. I don't know. I can't explain it to you. It's just
You guys covered the ASJ overturn in the opening, a 1-yard touchdown catch, opening minute of the fourth. Jets, of course, then end up having to settle for the field goal. That's the third time this season he's had a TD taken off the board.
Also
but,
dropped one.
Yes, he did, but
was
still
a bad one
in the first quarter. Yeah, they
settled for three. So think about that. That should be 14 points there instead of 6 points.
Yeah.
And then on top of that, they give up a punt return for for 6 points. And then, of course, the scoop and score by Kuechly.
And Boomer, Cam Newton was 11 of 30.
He was terrible. 50
yards.
Pocket,
they should have won this game. Yeah. Again, terrible. I feel like we've said that five times this year.
And the Panthers left points on the board as well because they had a missed PAT. They missed a two-point conversion.
Oh.
They got down. They had a first and goal from the nine where they settled for three. It was a wild game. There's a lot going
on. Actually, they got it. They got after Cam Newton yesterday.
Yeah, they did.
They did. And you touched on Robbie Anderson in the loss. Six catches, 146 yards, touchdowns of 33 and 54.
You should vote for him for the Pro Bowl.
Yeah, well, would you like to hear that?
Yeah,
play.
Yeah, so I think this was after the first touchdown.
Okay.
The camera basically gets up in his grill on the sideline.
Hey, will y'all vote for me for the Pro Bowl, man? Please.
All right. How about we worry about outscoring somebody in the fourth quarter and you focus on this game instead of campaigning for Pro Bowl votes?
Thank you, Chris
Spielman. Let's try that first.
Thank you.
Called him out.
Well, you know what? You know, and I did the Boston radio interview this morning and everything, and I'm just saying, like, you know what? It's embarrassing, man. I mean, you're on a team. It's about the team. It's not about you. And this is the problem. This is like the AAU mentality. Get your points, get your catches, get your yards, and then get your votes because it's all about you.
Yeah.
It's embarrassing, especially for a guy who's really made himself a nice name here already, coming out of nowhere. And, you know, just keep doing what you're doing. And if you're good enough to do it, you'll get the votes.
He felt bad about it after the game. He said, heat of the moment. I got excited. I didn't mean any disrespect. So
yeah, okay, great.
It looked and sounded bad, but I don't think he meant
it. I think he's a bad kid,
no.
But I just think that he's a, you know, he's a goofball right now.
Wrong place, wrong time.
Yeah.
Just keep
and
playing
course,
the way you're playing, and you let your play speak for itself. You don't have to speak for yourself. Let your coaches speak for you.
Yeah, well, plenty of fingers to point from that one. Yesterday, quickly on the Giants, we know what happened Thanksgiving night in Landover, but just want to give quick props to Boomer for nailing it on the nose.
I'm going to take the Redskins, and I'm going to give the 7 points. And I think it's just going to be, you know, it's probably going to be low scoring, but I could see a 20-10 type of game with the Redskins winning.
Final score, Redskins 20, Giants 10.
Thank you, Seal. You are more than welcome to stay here as long as you
want. I mean, in fairness, they got the field goal to cover the number.
Doesn't matter.
Give me a break.
Doesn't matter.
The Redskins were equally putrid
in
that game,
too. And he did say that. He goes, both teams are dealing with injuries. I think the Redskins just get through it.
Thank you, Seal. I appreciate
that. There you go. No problem. Looking out for you, Boom. Yeah.
You know, everybody's the slings and arrows.
Well, you got a backdoor cover at the end.
I don't care.
Not a sling and arrow. It's a fact.
He got the Jet game right, by the way, as well.
You guys are just unbelievable. I knew it yesterday. You
know, I'm the best radio talk show host at WFAN.
Right. And by the way,
he dropped off. Damn it.
Damn.
There was a guy calling to praise Boomer. I was wondering how soon you were
doing. No. I know what he was going to do because yesterday on the NFL Today, I said, Phil Sims, we did a segment called How Do You Phil? Right? Mm-hmm. And then Phil is basically taking a shot at everybody, right? So let's go to Timmy and Milford.
Back.
Timmy, what's happening, brother?
Yeah, Boomer, I'm curious if you've ever heard of Mike Francesa before.
Yeah, I've heard of him, yes.
Yeah, well, on the NFL Today yesterday, I think you donned yourself the king of New York media.
I did, yes.
So, I mean, you forget about Francesa.
Well, I don't know. I haven't seen him on NFL Today or Showtime anytime lately, so let me know when he's on those shows.
Westwood One.
Or Westwood One. You know, what I was talking about yesterday was it was a whole self-deprecating aspect to the show, and this whole thing about how do you fill? So Phil Sims is going to take shots at everybody because that's what he's very famous at doing. Mm. So the point he was coming to me was like, you know, tell me about yourself as I ripped you apart. I said, well, you know, I was an MVP of the league. I was in Pro Bowls, blah, blah, blah. I'm the king of all media.
I was a former MVP. I played
Pro Bowler.
Hey, now.
I'm the king of all media here in New York.
Oh.
There you go.
He's usually the subject of a lot of.
Yeah, so basically he then also, you know, had a bus come in front of my gut, the whole thing. You know, it's just part and parcel to the whole show. You got to be a little bit self-deprecating.
So philosophy.
Yeah, philosophy. My ass.
Well, there you go.
That's what I'm talking about.
Let's get to Sunday Night Football. A lot to cover with the Steelers. First things first, they did survive the Aaron Rodgers-less Packers at Heinz Field.
Good snap. Good hold. The kick on the way for Boswell. It is up, and it is good! The Pittsburgh Steelers win it, 31-28.
Kevin Kugler here on the Fan, Westwood 1. Chris Boswell good from 53 at the gun. The Steelers were -3 in the turnover margin. They gave up a bunch of big plays on defense. They still win the game. Antonio Brown, just ridiculous. 10 catches, 162 yards, 2 touchdowns. Le'Veon Bell, .183 of offense, survive in advance for Mike Tomlin's bunch.
You can't give up chunks on defense.
Chunks.
And give yourself chances to win. We were able to overcome those things. We're probably fortunate.
That's a little different tone than he had with Tony Dungy in that sit-down interview that aired on NBC's pregame show last night.
How good can they be? the team?
Yeah, how could, can this
team win it all. We should win it all. Just, I sense that about the group. In terms of talent, in terms of having enough competition and depth, I think we check all those boxes.
And I will have more for you next hour, where an NFL head coach on national television actually publicly, out loud, looks ahead to a game that's still 3 weeks away.
That's amazing.
So, very interesting, I thought that was. They touched on a lot of things in that interview. Went down the list.
Right.
Roethlisberger, Bell, Bryant, Brown, all the stuff that they've been dealing with. Yeah. They covered a lot of topics.
You know, they are a good team, man. They're exciting. Good. They're fun. He's crazy. They're crazy.
Their skill players are
it's ridiculous.
Fantastic.
But if you remember, as I was telling you earlier this morning, Ben Roethlisberger this time last year said, we got to tighten things up around here.
I know, but that's 12 months ago. You know?
Yeah, but it's gone on all season long.
And they keep winning. I mean, that's the thing about it.
They barely won last night.
If you told me they were 6-5 leading a bad division, okay, fine. They're 9-2.
Are you going to tell me that they would have beaten Tom Brady last night with
that
performance?
I didn't say that, and I don't know that they will beat. I don't even know that they will beat them, but they're 9-2, so something's working.
Wait, the New England Patriots go in there and school them?
I would have paid a lot of money to be next to Belichick last night he sat down and watched that interview. I mean, unbelievable.
You know he's got it somewhere.
Oh, yeah. That'll be like the first thing they cover in the team meeting this week. Not this week, the week where they actually play the Steelers.
Exactly. Don't worry about it. Wait. You can hear Belichick because they're going to ask him, did you hear Mike Tomlin last night? Well, we're on to the Buffalo Bills.
Right, yeah.
That's all we care about is the Buffalo Bills, who, by the way, on national radio, are going to be covered by one Jerry Recco. Jerry Recco's doing the Bills-Patriots game this week for Compass Media.
Is that right?
I am, yes.
Nice.
See, Jerry, see the things that come off of that power chair? It's unbelievable.
Yes.
You just getting all these offers now and everything else?
I suppose.
Well, people are starting to see your personality.
Oh, yeah.
They are.
Well, what personalities have to do with play-by-play?
A little bit of everything.
A little bit of everything.
They want a very famous voice because you are the assistant king of all media here.
I love myself.
I do. I have a great week. We got Rutgers, Florida State tomorrow night.
Right.
Cowboys and somebody. Redskins on Thursday
yes,
night.
Right.
And then Sunday we got the Bills and Patriots. So
nice.
It's a good week.
Look at you. You're going to be very busy.
It's a
Make
very
sure
good
you
week.
Take care of that voice.
I will take care of the voice.
Okay.
I'll get through the next 20 hours. Good voice.
How about Garrett had them practicing yesterday
good.
Down there in Dallas and they're making
How
all
about
these
this?
Changes?
So Thursday night, the game's over, doing the post game on Compass Media Networks, and you're watching the feed because you want to see who's going to speak first. In my opinion, I'm like, is Garrett going to get to the podium or the reporter's going to go find Jerry Jones first? And the first thing that pops up from one of the beat reporters, security has ushered the players into the locker room where Mr. Jones is waiting to speak to them.
Really?
Yes. He had a closed door owner player meeting.
That's
the last time you heard that.
Hey, guys, we're going to do okay.
And by
man.
The way, rightly so, because they've embarrassed themselves 3 weeks in a row. Bad.
Kind of like the Bills did. You know, the Bills were really bad for 3 weeks in a row. And now, all of a sudden, yesterday, they turned in a winning performance.
You know what? The last two on their home field, second half swoons. I mean, just.
Well, did you see the Bills up in Buffalo? They lost the same way.
Were the Bills on national television?
It kind of just goes to show you pretty much all the teams go through it somewhere along the line.
There was more expectations for the Cowboys and the Bills.
And the quarterback's not playing well.
No.
And you know, the best team out there that is unfortunately not going to go anywhere? It's going to be the Jacksonville Jaguars.
The quarterback.
Oh, my God. He actually threw a hook shot yesterday that was intercepted when the game is tied under 3 minutes to go in the game.
Played better as a running back than a quarterback.
You know what's funny about that? Watching the end of that, I don't remember who the announcers were, but they said, well, they're going to really pay for the decision to let Blake Bortles throw on
the
second
ball.
Down.
Yes.
Like, what is he supposed to do?
Just
run the option?
Well, at the end also, their last series – that stopped the clock. The incomplete pass stopped
I know
the
that.
Clock, so
yeah.
they had a
They're
punt
trying
back.
To win the game, though.
Yeah. Marone took the heat. He put
yeah.
it on himself
yeah,
after
the
game.
Problem is you can't put it in the hands of that quarterback. That quarterback is
so
just
So you should have, with over a minute left, you should have just played for overtime?
That's what he said.
It's really
30 or 40 yards, you got a field goal try, though.
That's how bad the
that's
quarterback
terrible.
Is. I'm just telling you. They wanted to put it
so
in his hands.
So is Eli in Jacksonville next year?
If Eli were there this year, they would be odds-on favorite to go to the Super Bowl. I'm telling you, because they have everything that you need to have to beat the Patriots.
Man,
they have a great defensive line, and that's what you got to have.
Another
you
got to
have that
yesterday.
First and foremost, as both Giants Super Bowl teams had. And when you have that defensive line, you could put pressure like Miami was able to do. But see, Miami had Matt Moore playing quarterback. They got no chance. So I don't know. The Jacksonville, what a bad, horrendous loss.
Yep. You brought up Miami. They did lose to the Pats 35-17.
I mean, that game's 14-0 before
in
you sit down.
Eye blank, yes. So Rob Gronkowski.
Then there was a bad snap because they had their backup center in there, and he snaps the ball, and the ball goes, and the Dolphins get a cheapy touchdown, so it's 14-7. Before you know, that game could have been 35-0.
Yeah, easy. Yeah.
If it wasn't for that bad snap.
Gronk with a couple of touchdowns. Following the second one in the fourth quarter, Brandon Cooks appears to ride him like he's a horse or something. The tight end, though, wasn't willing to fill in the blank.
We got yelled at. We're not allowed to talk about celebrations. That's what we got told, but I kind of want to talk about it. But I kind of don't because I'll get in trouble. So I don't know what to do. So it just happened on the spot. It wasn't planned. We'll just keep it there.
he's a strange dude, man.
He's
very likable, though.
Yes.
Oh, come on. He's beautifully awkward.
Yes.
Yeah, that's what he is.
That's well
that's
put.
Exactly what
yes.
he is.
Another ho-hum win for New England. It's the Eagles, though, who own the NFL's best record, 10-1, following a 31-3 drubbing of the Bears. And Carson Wentz is like, yeah, so what?
I have high expectations, so nothing really surprises me. You know, I would be more surprised if we weren't where we're at, to be honest.
Three
Did you
TD
see them doing
passes,
a Macarena
no
after the game?
Yes.
I mean, a little much now.
Electric slide.
Whatever it was.
How about Peterson did not
did
like you, that.
Who did the bowling pin one yesterday?
The Eagles as well. That was earlier in the game. So they're covering all of them. Yeah,
see, I'm still waiting for the can-can.
Right, that's what I'm waiting for.
I know you are.
I actually kind of like a lot of the
it's creative.
It's all right. I mean, a lot of, I know some people don't like
Get
it.
Get off my lawn.
Yeah, I actually like it. It's not bad.
Yes, so they won, as did the Rams. Jared Goff, another big day, threw for 354, a couple of scores. Rams held off the Saints in L.A., 26-20. You had the nonsense that took place in Oakland. I guess we can get into that next hour since we're kind of out of time. But the ejections
of
Aqib Talib and Michael Crabtree, there was a big hit on Amari Cooper in this game. Both head coaches had a lot to say
Paxton
afterwards.
Lynch is crying on the
There's a lot going on. Raiders ended up winning 24-17.
That's not my quarterback. I'm sorry. That guy is just not my quarterback.
Well, I mean, Simeon came in and played well after him. So
I'm just saying I don't need my quarterback crying on the sideline. Goodbye. See ya.
After going 9 of 18 for 40
yards.
And then he said after the game, I did some good things.
No, you didn't, actually.
Yeah, what he needed a big old hug from Mickey Cowell. That's what he needed.
Oh, how about that trio, Simeon, Lynch, and Osweiler?
Mm. The three amigos.
Actually, Simeon – it's okay. At least he's confident. The other two guys are just brutal.
All right, quickly. Seahawks over the Niners, 24-13. Cardinals, we mentioned, edged
the
Jags.
And Garoppolo got in late,
27-24, threw a touchdown pass. Yeah. Yes, he did. Phil Dawson, 57-yarder to win it for Arizona.
But it could have been good from 77 if you saw that. I think it was halfway up the uprights.
And he's like, he's
42 years old.
Yes, it's the longest of his career. And he's an old man now. Amazing. Bills picked off the Chiefs, 16-10. Titans, 20. Colts, 16. Falcons handled the Bucks, 34-20. Bengals, best of the Browns, 30-16. There's a ton of college football news we don't have time for, and the Rangers
beat
the Canucks. Well, they have the playoff rankings come out later this week.
Oh, later this week.
It's not going to be Alabama because they lost to Auburn.
It ain't going to be Alabama.
That's right.
That's for sure. You got Auburn, Georgia in the
SEC title game
this weekend. Yeah,
as I think Brian
awesome.
Jones predicted, did he not?
He did.
He said Auburn would
beat
Alabama.
In between all the yelling and screaming and everything else, I think he did say.
I think he did.
Georgia and Auburn. Yeah.
How about that? All right, 6:43 on the Fan. Good job, Chris.
And the Rangers.
They beat the Canucks in a shootout.
Yes. Yeah.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.